Locust Flash calling me. Hello?
Yes, hi, Cody. This is Catherine. I'm sorry, Philip.
Philip, yep.
Sorry. Yes, Philip. This is Catherine from Local Flash.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Good, I'm doing good. Thank you so much. So, Philip, just wanted to reach out to you. We spoke earlier, though, regarding, regarding the update, but I just wanted to give you another update towards your account. So currently I have been now assigned as your account manager. So moving forward, if you do have any concerns, questions, or, anything pertaining to the account, then I'll be your main point of contact. Okay? We'll be speaking directly. And since I am now your account manager, then when it comes to the website, we could also go over all these concerns and changes that you do have when it comes to your website. Are you available to go over it now?
I'm in the car right now, but one thing I wanted to mention. I don't really want to have to deal with Celine or whoever that is. I don't want to have to deal with her anymore. I've had nothing but issues with her.
I completely.
She called me earlier today, and we're
having
problems.
My apologies about that. No worries. I'll definitely put notes about it, and when it comes to the website, then I will be reaching out to you instead, and we can discuss from there. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, but just to give you a heads up, though, I'm not a website specialist, so I will be more likely someone who's going to be gathering all these information that you want to have on your website, and then I'm going to relay it to your website team.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's kind of part of the problem, though, too, is we kind of have to relay and have different meetings, and I'm not in the office every day, so I sit down and tell everybody the problem. They call me the next day and say the problem's resolved. I go back in the office in a couple days. The problem's not resolved. And it's just people telling me things when it's not true. And that's a big problem for me.
I completely understand that, Philip. But no worries, because this is the good thing about having an account manager, because they'll all be relaying the information, to the website team and to you. There will be constant updates. So if the website team says it's completed, then I'll be checking on it. Check with you if they're completed. We could go over your website while you're on a computer as well, so I can see the difference. I can see if it's really, if it's really done or if it's not, and then we can take it from there. Okay.
Okay.
And I can also get in touch with you according to your availability. So currently, you're not able to go over the website. You did mention to me earlier as well. You're not going to be available tomorrow. But
I will not be.
Yes, I was able to get a message from our website team earlier that they did a quality analysis towards your website earlier, and they did not find anything wrong. So I was really wanting to go over it with you, see if there really is an issue.
There is an issue. I can tell you, you can go to the computer right now.
Yes, I do have your website pulled up.
So go to the website editor.
Quick question. So I was out of the
So it's the website editor, not the website, correct?
Yeah, so the actual website, I make all the edits to it, and we haven't really had problems with the actual website. Besides things getting changed, when we didn't change it, like earlier, I fixed it already. That's not what I'm addressing right now. So when you go to the website editor, say you wanted to click on the picture of the van.
Okay.
There's like a picture of like a blue, it says our logo, just any picture really would work.
Okay, hold on. Let me just open up the website editor real quick.
About 5 years, I believe.
So I can see what you're referring to.
That's what they've been really.
Okay. Now, are we talking about the homepage, Philip?
Yeah, just the homepage. It affects the whole website editor.
Okay.
But the homepage is just the easiest way to do it. So if you click on, there's like a slideshow, just click on that.
Okay, so I'm thinking that we did talk about it last time regarding the image of the van, because last time it was
the van's not the problem. The van's not the problem. It's not anything to do with the actual images. Just bear with me for a second. Just click on the picture of the van.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
All right, and then it has, like, that pop-up where it says, like, edit widget or whatever.
Yes, it says column design on my end.
So, yeah, when you click, it has like a list of the pictures that are on the slideshow, right?
Yes, correct. That's correct.
So right underneath that, it says like add slash edit.
Yes, correct.
So click that.
That's what they claim it should be done.
And then say you wanted to upload a picture. So like just go to, you wanted to add a picture. You see like the lists of pictures?
Yeah.
So just scroll through that real fast.
Yeah, that's always a
Yep, I see all of the pictures.
You see it's like duplicated?
On my end, though, I'll be very straightforward with you. I do not see it duplicated.
So wait, when you click add slash edit photos, so like you want to add a picture to the list, it's not duplicated on yours?
Yes, I can send you a screenshot of what I'm seeing, though.
Yes, please.
But as soon as like you turn,
I'm on my way back towards the office right now, but I'm not currently there.
Let me just take a screenshot of this. One quick.
One pasta by itself. And mainly just the showers. So. Yeah. The only thing too is, when you kick it into mode on the list now, it'll let me turn the temperature down on this one, but I'm guessing the button's messed up because it won't let me check it. Yeah. I mean, I know. So that's one thing I wanted to turn up the hot water. I turned on and went through mode, I pushed it up, and it wouldn't let me turn it up. But as soon as I hit the button down, turned it down, no problem. And I pushed it, and then I tried to push it again and push it up. It lights up like it's functioning, but it won't turn it up.
Okay. So
it could be that board's messed up too. Yeah. So show the pressure. The pressure is like 19.4. Show the domestic temp. Walking across the picture. The mess camp and so the boiler.
Okay, I'm going to send it to phone number, but your number is not yet on the account, so I'm not going to. Can I send it to you via email? Will you be able to see it right away?
Philip at this one. Philip at Ferguson's. Like how it is our logo, like Ferguson's. HVAC.com.
And you go down to mode.
HVAC.com?
Yeah, Philip at Ferguson's HVAC.com.
Okay, and Philip is PHILLIP.
Yep.
Okay. So Philip at Ferguson's HVAC.com.
Yep.
Okay.
But I won't, it won't let me go.
Let me just send it to you real quick.
It lights up like it's going to go up. It doesn't go up. So it must be that board.
Okay, I'm not going to attach. Is that okay if I'm not going to attach any message or so? I'm just going to put in here the image.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Well, my problem was I got there first and it's touching it. I fucked with it. I pushed down a couple times and I couldn't get it to go back up. Then Philip was
so you should be
like,
getting in a minute or two sometimes or email or two.
Don't push down.
You
push down.
But it should be there, Philip.
So now we have it set at 118.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, it usually takes a couple minutes sometimes because our emails are due depending on, the sequence or depending on when they're being sent. But again, I've sent it on my end, so let's just wait for a couple more minutes. It should be there.
Okay, that was good.
Okay. Now, while we're waiting for that, any other detail we need to look into, Philip?
Say that again real fast.
Is there any other detail that we need to look into?
Let me ask. My dad is sitting right next to me. Let me think if he is.
Okay.
I'll stop you with that.
Sure. Sure. But I also at the same time just wanted to let you know that our team wanted, or our website team wanted
to
give you a heads up that if you do need to upload or provide us images that you want to use in the site, you need to upload it to your dashboard under business info. You should not upload it directly through the website editor, but upload it through the business info media section. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is that?
Yes. So with that, there's a specific setup towards the website that will only allow us to integrate the images if they're actually coming from the business info section of your local Splash dashboard.
So that's for you guys to use, like on posts and stuff like that.
Yes. Well, actually, it's just available in the dashboard. It's also very easy for you to upload. So our system syncs the images, and then if there are specific, let's say, for example, instructions, then we can go over it. But it has to be uploaded first on the media section.
Okay.
Okay.
But no worries. My dad did just get off the phone real fast, so
okay. So you could always just let me know. It's, for example, you know, you can let me know that you've uploaded an image, and then we can go over a call, or you could actually just let me know via email, too, that you've already uploaded it, and this is where you want it to be posted, you wanted to do this and that. You can explain it to us via email so we can go ahead and make the necessary changes. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just let me know if you're already, you know, if you've already checked with your dad so we can go over other aspects of your website that we need to check.
Do you have any things you needed to, that you had on top of your head about the website?
No, just whatever you had in
thought. Well, I'm waiting on an email myself.
You still haven't gotten it? I'm sorry. No, maybe I sent it to the wrong one. Again, it's philip@fergusonshvac.com.
With an S, Ferguson.
Yeah, so at FERGUSONSHVAC.com.
Yes, that's where I sent it to. Let's
okay.
See. Okay. Philip Ferguson's. Hold on, let me just resend it.
Hello, this is Cody Ferguson's Union Coin.
I'm almost back at the office, too, as well, so.
Yeah, we can do that for you.
I can do it.
You just briefly put a new dryer in it, or?
Okay.
Okay. So does the vinyl run all the way outside the house, or? Yeah, okay.
Okay, I just resent it.
Like
let's give it a couple more.
Okay.
How many feet do you think it is? Oh, that's it. I'd probably just have somebody stop by and just take a look at to make sure what it is. So, yeah, we could probably get that done for you. We can get that done for you. We'll just do a free aspect. Swing by and take a look at it. Sorry, I'm driving right now in the office. Just the office left early today. So I might have my wife. She runs off. I don't know if she's back in the office yet because the other girl had to leave a little early. Can I have my wife give you a call back and get you scheduled? And what was your first name, sir? Dan, perfect. And the number you called me from is the best number to reach you at? It's 303-525.
Wait, so you see that page that you had on the screenshot?
Yes.
If you click the plus on the pictures, so not that little gallery, if you click plus on that again.
Uh-huh.
Dan.
Then check that gallery. There's a separate gallery.
Yeah, because on my end, when I click the plus, icon, like add or edit image. That, so, you see the background gallery? That, oh, okay, you see, I mean, the orange one? Am I correct?
I'm almost at the office. Can I just, I'm going to walk in really fast so I can just kind of guide you step by step real fast.
Yes, I think I do know where you're actually referring to, like the images, because I see images here being duplicated. Okay.
Yeah, but you see a bunch of the duplicates. Yeah.
Yes, correct. Correct, that is correct. Well, actually,
that's where I make most of my edits on the website.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So like, if I'm going to add a picture, I have to add it through that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes there's duplicates for me cropping things, and that's, like, a small issue that I could go, like, I could do, deal with that. But it's those, I don't know if you can filter. Let me, I'm logging in the computer right now.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Take your time.
Okay, so let me get it open. Yeah, so that's what I've been having a hard time trying to explain to people, because I think they get exactly to where you got on the phone and they tell me, I don't see it. But now, yeah, okay. So, yeah, so the photos, you click on picture, add / edit images, and then the plus image button.
Yes.
Then you see just duplicate. You can, like, sort it by name. And you can just see even just the picture of me and my family. Just...
Yeah, I see all the duplicates out here, though. Yeah. This is what I'm going to check with our website team. Currently, Cody, I do know there is what we call a CDN function, but I will be very honest. I do not fully understand it yet, but I'll have a meeting with our website team so I can go ahead and discuss it with them, and I can explain this to you and, of course, get a resolution towards this. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, thank you so much. As long as you guys understand, I was having a hard time just going back and forth with people trying to explain what the problem was. And
well, it's a good thing we're actually looking at the same page right now, though.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your time. Again, I'm going to have a meeting first with our website team.
Okay.
I do know you're busy again tomorrow. Can I call you Wednesday? Maybe I could also give you an update about the listings by Wednesday, too. So we can all have it together.
Yeah, Wednesday should be good. Right now I'm scheduled for a job, but there's a good chance that I probably won't be.
Mm-hmm.
That job won't take 2 days. So Wednesday should be okay.
All right. Thank you so much for that. So, again, I'll check first with our website team. What I do know is that this has to something to do with the CDN function of the website. But we'll get some clarity so we can explain it to you better, because I would say CDN function is very technical. I too, do not fully understand it, so I'm going to check with them, and then we can discuss from there both the listings and the website by Wednesday. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Any best time on Wednesday that I should call? Maybe I should just get it scheduled so it's fixed.
Probably 11:30.
11:30 in the morning. Okay. All right. Is that the only available time that you do have?
That's not the only available, but that's probably the best time. What time are you thinking?
Yes, because that's, I'm sorry, it's in the lunchtime, but if it's the only time available for you, it's okay. I can
just what time does lunch end?
It's at 12:30.
4 to 6 on Friday? That should work.
Okay. I should just call you 12:30, right?
12:30 Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I really apologize. You're in Mountain Time, so I think 11:30 would work. You're an hour ahead of us, right?
I'm Mountain Time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, 11:30 would work. That's 10:30 in our end. I'm sorry. I missed that.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, then.
All right. Yep, I got that scheduled, so I'll call you on Wednesday, 11:30 Mountain Time. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Anything else, by the way, you want me to look into so I can have it all together, or is this a very, is it most concerning for you that you're seeing duplicate images here?
That's the most concerning because, I mean, the website looks fine. I did notice something off the top of my head when I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing some research on SEO boosting, just trying to do any little thing to boost us. And I noticed that where is it at? Our settings, that HTML wasn't it didn't embed our Google profile. I added it, but I'm not sure if it's correct. So maybe have them go through our HTML for the site and try to optimize that to the best of your guys' knowledge.
All right, so optimize the HTML, check if the HTML is properly embedded on your Google Business Profile and to optimize it, correct?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right.
I did just add something. I just don't know if it's the right way. So, I mean, I don't think it should hurt anything right now, but.
Okay. I mean, you added an image onto.
No, so HTML is like, it's the JavaScript and like.
Yeah, like the code.
Yeah, the code, the code. And I just don't know if I put it in correctly, but I was doing, because they have tutorials for other sites, it's just not like this exact thing, so like, I just don't know if it's right for Local Splash, is my concern.
All right, no worries. I'm going to have our team check on it, Philip, and then I'll also update you about this by Wednesday, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Philip. I look forward to our call. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You as well.
Bye.